I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. The most important word in the language of the working class is solidarity. Those inspiring words were spoken by labor leader Harry Bridges, who died on this day in labor history. The year was 1990. Harry was born into a middle-class family in Melbourne, Australia. At the age of 14, his father put him to work collecting rents in Melbourne slums, an experience that gave young Harry a heart for struggling people. At 16, he joined the Merchant Marines, landing in the United States just 3 years later. At the San Francisco docks, he joined the International Longshore Association, which was organizing against the company union. On May 9, 1934, Harry helped lead a strike of the West Coast docks. Furious shipping company owners and politicians retaliated violently on what became known as Bloody Thursday. Police beat, shot, and wounded longshoremen up and down the coast. Employers offered Bridges a $50,000 bribe to win his support, but he refused. The union's leadership brokered a deal to end the strike, but the dock workers roundly rejected it. Instead of settling, Bridges contacted other unions at port cities and convinced them to support a general strike. The general strike lasted 4 days and won the longshoremen an agreement that included shorter hours, increased pay, and safer working conditions. 3 years later, Bridges split from the International Longshore Association and helped found the International Longshore Workers Union, affiliated under the CIO. Harry became the West Coast director for the CIO. Throughout his life, Harry advocated for democratic unionism, including open mics at meetings, direct elections of union leaders by rank-and-file membership, and member referendums on contract proposals. The U.S. government continually harassed Bridges, accusing him of communist sympathies. Despite this harassment, the ILWU became one of the leading voices of the U.S. labor movement.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.